Begin the Gemara daf Masech the Sanhedrin daf Lamed Aleph. Begin on the base. Begin Tes Nacha. Tes begins the words of the Gemara that Kiva in this Chazik beBeitina that it's already been Muxik in the court. Which Petrik and Rashi explains Minishakas by Hempik that talking about a document that was in court for the purposes of its kiyum. And Bezdin wrote a hempik, in other words, that it's certified, and you collect with it. And since it has the strength of a Maisa Bezdin, so okay, the third party cannot uproot a Maisa Bezdin. Says Taisa, because it's difficult because the Mekamakam, but still Nehamni, you should believe the third party, but Migui di Boykalsi, if he wanted, he could have burnt it. So if that's the case, the Migui should still apply. What you can say is this Chazik bebeidina. What was established in the court? Should it be yada that they saw the document on their hand? Kehu the shili mishameis, like we have in the Gemara of Baba Bas, that Kovin and Tesman Beis, the end of Perik mishameis. Shehuchzik ksav yada bebez, and that the ksav yad was already established in the court, and therefore you can't burn it and say there was no shtar at all. And that's what saying means huchzik bebez. Not like Rashi. So, Pesach going to Rashi, what's a simfin? That is a shaver. That it means that the borrower had a receipt that he paid up his debt. And the Gemara means to say that, okay, just certify it with the kiyum of the chesamas, and then the receipt is valid. And it's talking about where it's in the possession of the borrower, the way a receipt normally is. He explains actually the biyad haloiva. If that would be the case that if this receipt was by the borrower, or karish shaver, it's usually called a shaver, which breaks the claim of a lender. But actually, kashu yaitze mitachas di hamalva, when it's actually in possession of the lender, is karish simfin, which is some type of a terminology of bittel. And v'iskayim b'chesamav. So what do you mean? You validate its signatures. What do you mean? It's not by the borrower. I know what actually it means. The shaylinu l'sahadi. We're going to ask the witnesses that are on that simfin. Iperia, ilay peria. Did he pay or did he not pay? Did the isa shili peria kamed b'mitzia? Like find b'mitzia on the chaf alvam and alv. And that's what it means. Iskam b'chazama. But you're right. It's not. You can't use the document because it's actually by the lender. That's why it's called a simfin. K'nei k'tes master begin with the words of the gemara. Einu lav edim the yaitze. So it says Taisis, Hashtar Vasemfinus. What we're talking about over here is that the loan document and the receipts are Mitachas Idei Shlish. We're talking about that it's by a third party. And that's what we're saying, Kosher, it's valid, Mashmalay, that Afil is Chazik, that even if. it's been muchzik already. That we believe the third party, we're dumid the yitzah achachis and shtaris. Similar to the other case of when the receipt is written after the signature of the witnesses, even though it's by the lender, but that itself, even though it's not by the third party, we still believe the third party. Or you know, another approach you could say is yesh lefarshik can explain lav de eino lav edim klal. It doesn't mean that, oh, if there's no witnesses at all, El Yesh Lav Edim. No, there are witnesses, Vilayadi, but they just don't know Ipriya, Ilipriya.
If the person paid or not, meaning in the first approach, Robin is understanding in this question that the price is talking about, even if the Simpan and the Shtar, the Hooks are greatly embedded in, and therefore the third party doesn't have a migui, still we believe him. Similar to the other halacha and the braisa, that it's, you know, even though it's by the lender, we still believe the third party. We believe that the shaver, and therefore that's what the Gemara is bothered from the braisa under Nachman. We did not believe the woman when it was huxik and bezin. Another approach Taisa is saying is that the Gemara means to say, is not that we're talking about the simba that there's not enough witnesses at all. We're talking about just that, we just don't know, you know, if it's paid up or not, because the witnesses cannot be asked. And the yitz and some finest mitachas yidei shlish. since it's by the third party, so he's believed to testify regarding that. In other words, we what it means is that there's no witnesses, but they just cannot be mekayimet to testify if it's true that the borrower paid up. Next test master begins with the words of the Gemara, which Marshal deletes this whole the maskatesis, but the Baal Piskatesis does refer to this. Yitzimona almana, that Loza says that if the lender is going to have to spend 100 dinarim to collect his 100 dinarim, so then the borrower does not have to, that doesn't make sense. Now, it says Tosfos Mekan, but from here you learn out, L'meschayev b'din, that the L'meshamli idach yitzayis, that even though he has to come to court, he doesn't have to pay the guy's expenses. Even though he has to go with him to another city for a court case, we see that it's only here that we said that. Because it's not logical that the borrower could force the lender to go to another city. He's going to have to spend 100 on it to collect his 100. But where is required to go, the borrower would not have to pay his expenses, and that's why we're asking, what, the guy's going to have to lose? What do you mean, let the borrower pay? No, the borrower doesn't have to pay for those expenses. Next test, Mata begins with the Gemara of Imma Amar, and he says, Kiz River Tanuli, Mezes Hamachulub, he says, okay, but, you know, send me why, what's the reasoning? They have to send it to him. Which Tais says, well, it seems like Dafke Hecha, seems like specifically this case, where then this Asmu Ladun, Bechulu, where they're being difficult litigants, Bekafo Oysa Ladun, Khan, they're forcing him to have the judgment over here. Okay, then, he could force them to have to send the report. But something in general, they don't have to explain their rationale. They had a business deal. Domele said to him, I see, look, you're always going after him. Says, now I gotta let them know. So it sounds like only there, but in general, it does not have to explain his rationale. But such as Miyash Litzchaz, you could reject that, right? Because the Achikam, what he was saying was, Kihai, like such a situation, Badi Tzorch Leidui, I have to let him know, meaning Av Bishain Shoyal, even though he didn't ask, Meizitam Neschayev, why was he liable? So in that situation, Tzorch Leidui, I have to let him know. Abam, but in general, Ishal, it could be, if he asks, in yes, Eloi, Eloi, if not, not. But could be, you would have to answer in all types of situations if they make a request. Next test, Matam, in the words, the Gemara, Itzayis, Tzayis. Look, if he listen him not, send him our way. Which says, Ein Lefayish, he cannot explain Eloi Tzayis, if he doesn't listen, that you guys can't force him and send him to us and we'll take care of him, because the Kolshkin Shleichul Nasi, then Lekoivin, if he's sure in Eretz Yisrael, the Nasi for sure not going to be able to subdue him. Because the Ach over here in Babel is Shavit, is the stick. Basim Chayki, that's just the lawgiver. Marukva, moreover, he was the Reish Goyla. But he was the one in charge of everything in Babel, and they have the greatest might. El Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam rather explains, what does it mean, Eloi Tzayis, if he's not going to listen? For example, if he says, Labezna Godel Kizilna, I want to go to the great court, like he says, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael, like the Makom Avad, that's just saying, like, okay, then, you know, just send them to our way and we'll take care of them. Hanelach Zerber, which I return to the third paragraph, Sechta Sanhedrin, paragraph Zerber, with Taisus, with Siyata Deshmaiah.